If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek, and as you might see on your screen right now, Cody is not here. He's still in Italy. However, I think I got a pretty good substitute guest here tonight. If you don't know, you should know, by the way. Miss Jordan Lloyd, winner of season 11 and also season 14? Season 14.
13. Right? Oh my gosh. 13.
Yikes.
Yeah, no. Yikes. Listen, you were close.
And you played twice.
Yeah.
Played twice, and on season 13, it was you, Rachel, Brendan,
Danny,
Jeff,
and Dick. And that was and Dick the season that Dick had to leave. But who?
That's right. That was one of my favorite seasons.
It was. I was sad, actually. A lot of people ask me all the time, were you so nervous when you saw Dick? And I was like, no, because I didn't watch season 8. I only watched Big Brother after I was on. So I didn't know what to expect. I knew he was a dick, but yeah. I wasn't nervous because I felt like he was going to attack other people. Besides, I mean, he probably would attack me, but I was stuck up for myself, but I was not nervous at all, but I was excited he was on because I knew he was drama. If that makes sense.
He would definitely get the attention. And I'm not Dick's biggest fan, but I will give credit where credit's due. I remember he was only on for a short period of time, but he was already starting to get his claws in some of the newbies, some of the rookies. He was taking them aside, So you could tell he's a good player. He knew what he was doing, but unfortunately, some things outside his control, everyone's control. You do try to do. Great season though. A lot of drama. Rachel ended up winning.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She did great.
I say this all the time. Rachel, like I said, I only watch seasons after season 11. Rachel, women wise, I think she's hands down. She's the best. Her and Danny. And
what do you think about Casey?
I was just about to say Casey, and I love Casey. So, but you know what?
That's my pick.
There's so many seasons that you forget. You forget like who everybody, and then I'm like, oh shoot, wait, I forgot to say this person. I love that person. But Casey, love her.
She's scary good.
I know. I wanted to be friends with her on her season.
She's super nice. And I mean, she went on and won the challenge soon after that. I mean,
wait, she won the challenge?
She goes on the challenge. She loses one time because she basically dislocates her knee or something, comes back and wins the show the next season.
Good for her.
First two seasons, she was in the finals the first time and then won it the second. She's an absolute monster.
I like her energy.
An absolute monster.
She's positive.
She'd beat a lot of the dudes, to be honest with you. Like, I'm not even saying one of the best women players of all time. She's one of the best, period. Like, scary good mentally, physically. She has that demeanor where she just kind of, everyone likes her, like you said. So I got
to
get her on the show one week
because
she'd be good TV.
Listen, I have to say this. Someone called me. It was the challenge, not MTV, the challenge. This is CBS.
No, CBS.
I don't know if somebody dropped out for a Big Brother or whatever. They asked me very last minute and were like, do you want to do the challenge? It's like hardcore. I was like, I couldn't even win a competition on Big Brother. Do you actually think I'm going to go on this show? Hell no. And I was like, no. I go, thank you for thinking of me. But if you're going to do Housewives, I'll be in. But I do not want to be jumping off a building. I do not want to be doing anything crazy where I have to tackle somebody. Yeah. So.
Are you watching the challenge?
Yes, we started. Because I saw they did Big Brother, you know, they did Big Brother, Survivor. I don't really watch Amazing Race. I think Amazing Race is kind of boring.
You were on it.
I know, but I just did it because I'd never left the country. Whenever I did Big Brother, I was 22, never left the country, and wanted to see what it was like. And that's why we were terrible, because I didn't care about winning. And Jeff and I hated each other on the show. They just gave us a good edit. Because he was so competitive and annoying. And the my favorite part was getting eliminated. Because a lot of people don't know, when you get eliminated on Amazing Race, you stay in like a mansion, okay? And they have cooks and they give you per diem money. And you just do whatever you want and you drink and you have fun. And so I told Jeff, I was like, this is amazing. I love this. And Jeff's like, we just lost $1 million. I was like, I could care less, because I couldn't stand you. Like we really fought a lot on there.
I remember watching you guys. I do remember you beefing. It's funny.
They gave us a good edit, Derek.
I mean, listen, you're America's couple. No, man. I mean, I always say you're the BB couple.
You should have seen us. We had fake guns and we were like pointing them at each other. There's one. It was a crime. Sorry, I've had like a couple cocktails. it was like a war scene and we're crawling and Jeff's like, you better run. And I was like, if you yell at me one more time. And I was like, I'm going to start walking. And then he was like, come on. And so I walked and he's like, please, please just run for me, Jordan. I was like, nope, I'm going to walk. And we both put our fake guns at each other.
Love. And look at you now.
I know.
Look
married at you now. Two kids.
See, it all works out. Right. I mean, listen, it's a crazy situation.
Oh, no. Did we freeze, Derek? Oh,
I think you're froze, but you're right back. You're right with us. We're good to go. Yeah, no, the challenge is great. Amazing Race. I would probably do it. Some people already know this, but Cody and I got asked to do the challenge.
You did?
Too. Yeah.
The USA one or MTV?
No, the USA one. The one that's on right now.
How funny would that be if we didn't know that? And we didn't talk and we saw each other.
I know. I kind of felt the same way as you. I didn't know this is the first time they're doing it. So I didn't know, but I was going off the MTV challenge and I'm like, those guys are monsters. And then it was also, again, it's a new season. So they're not paying a ton of money and they want you to leave your family. And I was like, I can't do that, but it is fun to watch. I'll say, I'm glad I didn't go, but it's a blast to watch. But let's get into what we're here for, because crazy night tonight. What we do here on the Winner's Circle, a little different. I got my notes. We only do one episode per week. We also have Tiffany Mitchell from season 23.
I love her.
She's now part of the Winner's Circle. She does Mondays and Wednesdays. She covers the live feeds. But so she does that. But Cody and I only do once a week. So we kind of recap the week going up to tonight's episode, which is crazy. And we'll get into that. So I want to recap it quick, because sometimes people are just watching this once a week. So real quickly, I want to go over some alliances that I thought were kind of, they could end up being something significant in the game. You can kind of weigh in on them, what you think. First one, because I think it could be a good one, although that might change tonight. We had a final two between Daniel and Nicole. Nicole's the cop. Daniel was HOH this week. What do you think of those two players? I mean, final two, first week, good thing, bad thing. What's your take on
that? I think a lot of people, when in the very beginning, like the first week, I just don't think it's a good idea to make a final two until you really get to know the person, or because half the time all the alliances break up. And the number one thing I hate is when they're like, we're coming up with a name, we're going to be this. And then on the next week, they're all broken up because someone's mad at each other. I do like, what is her? The cop. I told Jeff,
Nicole,
I really
she's
like
incredible.
Her. Cause she's, I felt like, so I watched, I got all caught up cause I knew I was doing this podcast. I like that when everybody was kind of gaining up on Taylor, the cop, what's her name again?
Nicole.
She was kind of like, well, there seems like there's more to it. She's older. She's like us.
Yep.
She listens to everything instead of being like the young girls and immature. And I felt really bad for Taylor because I felt like that, the girl who left tonight, what's her name? I gotta have a
note. Paloma.
Yeah, Paloma. I felt like she was kind of being mean to her and everybody in Fake. But no, I think when you make a final two deal with somebody you barely know in the first couple of weeks, no. Jeff and I didn't even have a final two, and I knew I could trust him 100%.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It definitely can go one way or the other. I started a final two with Cody like week one and a half. Like
you
we
did?
Were in there and we did it. But yeah, like we just decided, like we just clicked, and it was like they didn't even show it on the show immediately, but literally within the first 7 days, I was like, hey man, I told myself I was gonna come here, I was gonna pick someone based on my first impressions. You're my guy, and I'll be transparent with you. You're either gonna help me win this game or you're gonna be the reason I lose because you're gonna burn me. And he's like, nope, East Coast all the way. What I say is what I do. And that's the vibe I got from him. So I got lucky, because you're right. You don't know the person yet, and very easily they could be putting on a facade.
Yeah.
And then like week two or three, you're like, wow, I really don't like this person. And now you're kind of stuck.
And
with
then
them.
They share your, just like tonight, is her name? Oh my God, Derek, I'm so sorry. I don't know everybody's name.
I got
I'm terrible with names. The girl tonight that won the backstage, if they would have had the backstage competition, America voted for her.
Brittany.
So everyone, oh, where am I going out with this story? Oh,
well, you're saying Brittany was talking to Pooch.
To Pooch. Yep. I was like, why did he say something? And she was just trying to get ahead, and I could see what she was trying to do. And then he mm-hmm. went and told, and that's why you keep your mouth shut until you know.
Yeah. And I mean, it's funny you brought up the whole Taylor thing, because that's like the next on my notes. So we have like this all girl alliance that kind of starts. It's Paloma, Alyssa, Amira, Brittany, Jasmine, and Indy. And they're like, hey, we're going to work together. And like you said, the girls are outside. It's kind of a popularity contest the first couple weeks. And there's no doubt in my mind, they see Taylor over at the pool table and then up in the room with the guys, and there's jealousy there.
For sure.
Taylor's beautiful. Mm-hmm. She's getting along well with the guys. And instantly you can see Paloma feels threatened.
Yes.
She's like, oh my God, I want to be the pretty girl that all the guys want to come to. They're all gravitating towards
and
Taylor.
Taylor's confident. She carries 100%. Herself with confidence, and I like that about her. I'm actually rooting for her. And when I was watching last night's episode, I told Jeff, I go, I don't like it. I don't like how the girls are kind of being mean to her. And that's the thing with Big Brother. Oh, come here. We have the loser of Big Brother that just walked
here
in.
Here we go. Here we go.
Are you guys done talking about yourself?
No, yeah, come here. Sit down.
We've been done talking about ourselves. Jeff.
Here he is.
Jeff and I were talking earlier, and I said, listen, Jeff, you can come in because your wife's a winner, so it's okay.
By relation, I'm a champion.
Yeah. And guys, look,
and dude, we're all grayer. Yeah. We're all grayer, bro.
I had it on for 8 hours.
Anybody who doesn't know, which you probably do, Jeff Schroeder, also season 11, season 13, Clown Shoe. That's what he's really kind of known for.
Perfect.
What did you think, Jeff? Because obviously we were just talking about
this is all-girl alliance. You interviewing me instead of the other way around for once, huh?
Isn't it weird how the world changes, man?
I love it.
we're talking about tonight, and you've been there. You've been there twice. It's kind of like a popularity contest the first couple weeks. There's not a ton of strategy. And you have this girl alliance that forms. And Taylor, who's beautiful, confident, pageant girl, she's hanging out with the boys. And, you know, like, we love that. We love, like, someone who's willing to come in there, play pool with us, just be one of the bros, I guess.
Or
and
social.
Could you see that the other
social.
Girls? Yes.
You know?
Exactly. And the girls did not like that. Specifically, Paloma, she's like, she's got to go. I got to be the pretty girl.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pulling for Taylor now. After tonight's episode, I don't know how far you and Jordan got down the line.
That's what we're talking about.
This episode. But now I'm pulling for her. She's one of my favorites. I got a couple favorites. It's early on, but I got a couple favorites already.
So who are – so, okay, Taylor. I think she's like a – because of the way she was treated, honestly, kind of unwarranted.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff being talked about on Twitter. Like, what does this really mean? What's the deeper thing? And it's a conversation that, if anybody out there hasn't seen it, go check out the last episode of The Winner's Circle with Tiffany Mitchell, Aza Awasim, I hope I said her last name right, and Hannah Chadha. They talk about this. They break it down for about 45 minutes. Really great conversation. You definitely want to check it out. But Jeff, who are your other favorites as far as, you have Taylor, anybody else that you think you like, but maybe you don't even like them, but you just think they're going to go far in the game?
Well, I have
YouTube.
The YouTube, I have four, so I
okay. So you're hedging your bets.
No, I like, is his name Milton? What's that guy's name?
Monty.
I like him.
I'm going to pull up everybody.
I'm the worst. Why? You're not going
to Monty? No, I keep asking Derek.
Monty's one of my favorites. I like the goofy guy.
Well, there's a couple goofy guys. Michael.
No, Kyle.
Kyle? Okay, the big jacked kid.
Yeah, he is jacked. But he's goofy. He's from Mormon community or whatever.
Yep.
I think he's there to have fun, but I think his game's pretty good and strong. I like Taylor. She's on my list now. And then I like that girl who looks like Kyle Gerber. That girl.
Oh, Alyssa. I pulled it up.
Those are my four. I'm not picking popularity contests. Those are, if I'm making like a golf, if I'm making a fantasy football team, that's my fantasy football league.
So if you only could pick, and I want it from both of you guys, if you can only pick one, because it's, you're cheating picking four, yeah, sure, who wins the season based on what you have?
Ooh. I'm always wrong.
And then I'll tell you who Cody and I picked.
Okay, this is good. I like this. So I'm the worst at this, so I don't want to.
Yeah, you ain't hedging your bets. Listen, you ain't hedging your bets over here. Listen, you got to pick
Taylor
one.
Now, I feel like it's already, it's only, what, they're in day five or something. It's going to be like, I was going to get evicted on night one, and fate intervened, and now I won the game. So if I'm going to pick one girl, I'm going to go with Tyler. Or I'm going to go with, Taylor.
Taylor. Okay. How about you, Jordan? Who are you picking?
Okay, because I'm looking at the names. Okay, I'm going to say either Nicole, because these are people.
Shout out to this guy, too.
Monty.
No, stop.
I like Monty.
I got to give a shout out to Terrence, man. Chicago, Southside Chicago.
Dude, another guy. He's DJ.
Tough for the older guys in there, and I'm the older guy now, but it's tough for the older guys.
It's hard.
Nicole,
it's hard, man.
Monty.
It's hard.
Or Indy.
No, you got to pick one.
You got to pick one.
We made our fantasy teams. Now you got to pick one.
I'm going to go with Nicole because she reminds me of Casey.
Which one?
It's a good pick.
She's the mature one Nicole's, I told you about.
She's good. So Cody picked Nicole.
Okay.
Really?
He's with you. Yeah, he picked Nicole. She's doing – I know you guys don't watch the feed. She's killing it. Everybody
she's
loves
quiet.
Her. Everybody loves
– She just seemed – and I told you.
And she's a chef, which makes everybody happy. If she cooks a little
bit. Yep, you could cook. But she was also a cop for 10 years. So she has that where she basically diffuses drama, reads people. Like even Jordan, you were saying a couple minutes ago, everyone kind of teamed up on Taylor where they're all like, she's the bad one. And even though all these girls came to Nicole and were like, she's not someone you can trust, whatever – Nicole goes right to the DR and goes, I don't know if I believe it. And I'm like, damn.
I said that to you when we were
stop.
Watching.
It's Cody's.
I said that.
Oh, did Cody say it? Forget it. I'm on Nicole too.
I picked Michael, and he was nominated first nom.
Oh,
so
you picked Michael.
There's a zero to hero
See,
story.
Michael, I feel like would make it far, but I feel like they're going to get him out before. Because
there's like a little fate intervened there.
Yeah. You know? I like Monty.
He could. Monty's good. Monty's got a really good social game. And it's like one of those things where
I had picked Michael
and I'm thinking Mensa, lawyer. No, he has a big brother Bible. I'm like, this guy's, if he can talk, he's going to go far. However, to fast forward a little bit, I say that. And then Michael and Terrence get nominated right off the jump. And I'm like, this ain't good. However, and we're like I said, we'll speed through it to catch up. But because tonight was a crazy episode, they have Michael and Terrence. Michael gets pulled for the veto, obviously, because he's nominated. So doesn't Terrence. I think the veto, I have him right here. Veto players are Turner, Indy, Terrence, Amira, Michael, and Daniel. And when you're HOH, and you guys can attest to Jordan, I'm not trying to be insulted. Did you ever win HOH?
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Because you got a letter from your mom. Remember?
It was the golf one. It was a golf one, and Jeff purposely, he goes, what do you want? And I said, I want HOH, and you purposely did that. So,
it worked out.
It wasn't because I tried. It was because I got.
But you won HOH.
Derek, I'm going to give myself more credit. at the very end.
Please. Of,
in the final three, I won the, what was it? Like the last two HOHs. Yeah.
High five. Yeah. Air high five from here. And Jeff, you won a few HOHs.
I think I won one or two. Well, we played twice, so I don't even remember.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I won a couple. You won a couple.
Yeah.
But you guys know it. So like HOH, you're on cloud nine, and then the reality hits where like, damn, I got to show my cards and nominate two people. And I don't care what they say. When you nominate two people, you're basically telling them like, hey, you're expendable to me. Like if you go, it's not the end of the world. And I think I speak for everyone when I say like as HOH, your only hope is, God, I hope one of them don't win veto, because I need one of them to go so that there's only one person left in the house who knows I think they're expendable. And that's kind of what Daniel's going with. He's like, I want to nominate Michael. I want to nominate Terrence. I don't think they're going to win the veto. And that's where shit gets crazy, because veto happens. Michael absolutely destroys it. He wins the veto. So now Daniel's worst nightmare comes true. He's got to nominate someone else for eviction. And so, because Michael uses the veto on himself, as we were just talking about, Taylor, she kind of has all the girls going after her. There's this drama, and we could go through it quick because everyone saw the episode who's watching this. Basically, Taylor goes to Monty and says, hey, just a heads up, like Paloma's concerned that the guys are going to team up and go after the girls. She never said like, hey, Paloma's coming after you. But Monty twists it up a little bit, or kind of misunderstands what she's saying. He goes to Paloma, basically tells her, hey, Taylor's throwing you under the bus. And now Paloma and the rest of the girl clique are like, Taylor's got to go. So they go to Daniel. They're like, Taylor's got to go. She's got to be the renom. And that's essentially what we see. And I really want to hear your guys' opinion on this, because I never won a veto, but I had to have to renom someone before. Daniel gets up there. He decides to renom Taylor, but as we see in the episode tonight, Taylor's really upset by what he says, because he says, hey, I'm nominating you, no big deal. But then he says, like, you're really rubbing people the wrong way, and maybe you should take some time to apologize to people.
And apologize. But I told Jeff, we don't watch the live feed, so I was like, did we miss something? And I go,
You didn't.
I did not like his speech to her at all. And then she started crying. And then Paloma had tears and was crying, and she was the one that caused the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't like that.
They're off to a fast start. It's like, usually when people get emotional, it's like day 40. They're like on day 7, and everyone's like crying and emotional and already lying and backstabbing. It's a different game now. Like, when we played, it was 13 years ago, which is crazy, right? And for me, putting someone on the block, it was like, listen, we don't like each other, and I won. Guess what? You're going home. And then they were like, guess what? I don't like you. And I won veto. I'm like, guess what? I'm coming after you. That was the game back then. Now it's like, I love you, and I respect you as a player, and I got to put you up because, dude, get real, man. Just be like, I don't like you, man. Let's get after it. And that's why I never won.
But that's why you're one of my favorite players, because I was like, I loved watching you. I just won't do half the shit you did. That's all.
I wasn't so smart playing the game.
I loved it. But I mean, here's the funny thing about it. And this is karma, and that's where we're going to right now. Daniel, 100%, based on what the house was telling him, he was like, done deal. I'm going to say what I got to say to Taylor, because she's going home. So he's thinking like, there's going to be no, basically, there's not going to be any payback from it, because he's like, I have the numbers. I'm going to lay into her, because there's no ramifications. She's not going to be able to do anything to me, because come Thursday night, she's out of here. Right. That's what he thinks. Cause now he's like, you know what? Not the end of the world. I'm going to soften things with Michael, make him think that I didn't really want him to go home. Michael wasn't buying it. Terrence, he doesn't see Terrence as a threat. And he's like, Taylor's going home. No big deal. So that gets us back into what we're talking about tonight, which is crazy. I mean, we've had this happen before, but there's this whole segment about Paloma, and essentially Paloma not sleeping in the house, bad anxiety. And I felt for her. As much as I didn't like her gameplay and some of the things she was saying and doing to Taylor, I think I can speak for myself for sure. I want you guys to weigh in on it. But what Julie said about not really understanding how hard that house is until you've actually done
it's
the most truest statement you could ever make. I'll just speak for myself. I was undercover for almost 4 years. I was in situations where I could have literally been killed. And I remember being in that house around day 30 and laying in the back room and just thinking to myself, like, this is the worst thing I've ever done. This is the worst decision I've ever made. I hate it here. I was constantly stressed out because you're like this fake friend with all these people. You know they're trying to take money out of your pocket. And it's such a anxiety-driven environment because everywhere you look, there's a camera, and you realize these complete strangers are essentially trying to slit your throat at all times. So what did you guys think about that? What are some of the things you experienced? Do you agree with what Julie said as far as how tough it really is in there? And is she right in saying, like, you might think you know how hard it is by watching the feeds, you really don't.
Big Brother, Derek, you, I feel like, are the only person, you always made Big Brother look so easy. And you never broke down. And I remember one DR session that you said, I just remember the end part, and it was so good, like how they cut it. And you're like, and that's how you win Big Brother. And it was kind of towards the end, and you were so smooth about everything. But people will hate on, you know, we'll say us, and we'll say mean things. And I'm like, you go in the house and you be isolated from everybody. You live with strangers and constant paranoia and see what it feels like. And it's uncomfortable. And I think what helped was, and you could probably say this too, I always say in Big Brother, you need at least one person you can 100% trust. And that helps you get you through those rough times.
But here's the thing, with Big Brother, you don't know 100% that they're with you.
But I knew.
No. I know, with us, it's different.
He said he knew with Cody.
I knew with Cody, yeah, 100%, 100%.
We would go on the hammock and people might think we're scheming. We're not scheming. We're just talking about life, talking about dumb things because we're bored and we're trying to get mentally, you have to get your head out of it because every day is so repetitive. It's get on your mic pack. Then don't, then you can't lean this way because you can't, what is it? Obscured your mic pack or whatever it is.
Yeah. And you can't block your mic.
What do you mean?
We're talking about
I'm going into it.
I don't even know how
guys, everybody, we're watching Big Brother again.
I am living proof that anybody
I'm not even joking. I watch I'll have a couple of drinks on a Saturday every 6 months. Well, I drink whatever. But every 6 months, I'll pop on like Big Brother. And I'm like, you know what? Let's just go down memory lane. And we never went back and watched our episodes, but I'll watch people make great clips of us and it's amazing. And I'm like, oh, wow, what a blessing that we were on that show, you know? And that we met, and then it's like shows fast forward the whole season. I'm like, oh my God, is Jordan? She's not going to win this, is she? And I'm still like believing that you're going to win that. I can't believe she won. It's like,
have you showed your boys any clips yet?
No,
not yet.
We don't talk about it,
but they know because Lawson's like, were you guys on Big Brother?
No, the only reason why he knows is because
he's laughing
now. Jeff, if people who don't know, Jeff hosts a show here. So people
Daily Blast Live, shout out
locally here. So then a lot of times some people will be like, oh, I watch you on DBL, but I saw you on Big Brother. So with me, no one recognizes me. But with him, because he's on the show here, Lawson will hear it. And he's like, oh, but we don't talk about it. We wait.
We'll show him.
Yeah,
we'll show
one day, but not. You have to. No, we don't talk about anything. I just say daddy's working.
But
they got to see it and wait till you see their faces. I have Tenley watch it and she doesn't watch the whole episode. She doesn't have the attention span for it, but she was on the show. So she watches her own clips like all the time. They show her saying, holla, holla, daddy. She thinks it's the coolest thing ever. She's like, so basically I'm famous, right? I'm like, yeah, essentially.
But that's beautiful. And it's a beautiful thing. You know what? All in all, that's beautiful. And what a blessing that we were on twice. And then
yes,
and to get into me working on the show, talk about gameplay. So I got to see like a little bit, not only being in the house twice and experiencing that for a second time and breaking down like psychologically how people are. That's the most fascinating thing to me, right? Is how breaking that down. And then, you know, interviewing you guys before you went in the house, who you were, and then seeing who you were when you came out, you know, was amazing. And you were pretty much the same guy in throughout the whole thing, you know? But there's people like, I always use Cody and I'm not picking on him. Cody the Marine, not Cody.
Yeah.
And I remember interviewing him and he was like, listen, I was like, when was the last time you cried? He's like, man, I don't cry. I don't fall in love. I don't do it. I'm like, all right, buddy. I'm like, this is a Big Brother house. You never know what's going to happen in there. And then he came out. He's like, Jeff, think I'm in love. I cried a little bit. And it's like the Big Brother house says crazy things to you and you don't know unless you're in there. So seeing that part of the, being able to do that and see people go through their things is pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool.
Well, you remember you guys did the time capsules. They were awesome. The time capsules where you had us talk to ourselves before we went in and then out. And I remember you being like, hey, Derek, I'm going to play yours. And I was like, what? And it's like, I lost like 18 pounds being in there, just seeing myself physically. I was like, that game really broke me. Like it really does break you. And that's what I really want to get across. Cause I do think, I know a lot of people, especially the people who watch the feeds think like, oh, I could do it. Like, it's really not that hard because look, I could figure this out, but you don't think about the intangibles of like, you're in there 24/7. There's no like break room. There's no like place to go and like decompress. You can't call your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister. You can't go watch a TV show or a movie to take your mind off of it. Can't go read a book. They, as much as the producers, and you can might be able to speak to this a little bit more, but as much as the producers are there to protect you, they also understand at this point how to break you, like to make you uncomfortable, because if it was comfortable, the show wouldn't be that entertaining. No one would come out of their character and the show would just be boring. But that game very quickly completely breaks you and kind of turns you into like, I don't want to be like over the top, but it almost dehumanizes you because you're in basically a cage.
Well, you know what, you kind of look, for me, it was like a way to look at myself. You know what I mean? And like, I don't know why. And then every, you're going to get a different interview every time you interview someone from Big Brother. But for me personally, I remember being in there and week one, everybody hated me. I was like, man, I thought I was a cool guy. And I guess, you know, I was in my little bubble and people really don't like me in the real world. And that's really, that's what I came to in my own conclusions. And if it wasn't for Jordan, I might have broke. I was close, right? They put me on the block. They tried to get me out. My own team didn't like me at that point. And if I didn't have Jordan, and I kind of remembered like the positive things my old boss taught me, now I'm going down like this weird road. But it's like you really look at yourself in the mirror when your back's against the wall. That's your true character, right? And in your house, I know it doesn't seem like it. It's not war or anything like that. And you're not in prison. But your back's against a wall in some sort of way, right? And you're like, oh, man, this is who I am. And it's either I do this or act like this. Take it on the chin sometimes. And you really find out who you are in that house. For me, I found out in a positive way. There was bad things that happened, whatever. But all in all, big picture, it's a beautiful thing, you know?
Yeah.
Then I get,
Jordan, what do you think? We were talking about the psychological impact. Was there any moments in there? Obviously, you won your first time. I know you said your first time was more fun than your second time. But, you know, to put, I think it's interesting that you guys went back because you had such an amazing experience on 11. You won. You got the guy. You got the girl. Everything worked out. You had to know, like, there's no way we go back in there and this is going to be as fun as the first time, right? I mean, was it just strictly a business decision?
The second time we got asked, yeah, we got asked to be go back. And I remember we were, it was Amazing Race, I think like the 20th anniversary or something, or 10-year anniversary. And we had to make a decision then. And I told Jeff, I was like, I don't want to go on because I won and I don't want to go back. It's just never like the first time. And Jeff's like, I want to win. And so I go, okay. I was like, I'll do it for you. I'll go back on. And I was like, but I really, which I should have tried more. I was like, I really don't care about winning. And I was so young. I was only 23 or 24, I think, when we went back on. And then I was like, I'll do it for you. Because remember, on season 13, it was couples. We were the couples. It was
half couples and half new people.
Yeah. And so I had, if I chose not to, they were going to find somebody else. So I just did it for him. And I think I might have even said that to Julie. I just went back on for him and I cried all the time. I was annoying. I just wasn't there for the right reasons and I didn't want to be there. And I think there's nothing. Listen,
you almost won again.
I'm forever.
By the way,
no, I suck. That's
you were made to like fourth,
but that's why, because I suck. And that's why people carry me on.
But I mean, one competition away and you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, but whatever. And then you want me to tell you this? I was so excited about, I was like, yes.
Oh, I went on again. I won another 500 grand.
No, I was like, yes, I'm a victim. Poor you. I get to see what jury house is like. And they go, you're the most excited Evicta person we've ever seen. And they have me In-N-Out burger because I requested it to Brandy. I go, Brandy, will you please just give me a burger? Because the girls kept putting me on slop. And I was so hungry. Remember that?
I remember that.
You know what's funny? What's the name of this show? Champions?
The Winner's Circle.
Huh?
The Winner's Circle.
I'm going to start a show called The Jury House.
There we go. Hey, you know what?
Interview everybody who's never made it.
Derek,
you got a lot more people to choose from. It's tough out here.
It is. But anyways, yeah, I wanted to see what Jury House was like. And they go, it's too late in the game. And you have to stay here in the hotel for a week and a half. And I was like,
I got a question for you. And I asked Cody this because Cody, it really stung because he was literally right after. But as a former winner, what did you think about the boost to 750? Now, remember, Cody, 123 and literally, I'm sorry, 122, then All-Stars, by the way. And the next season, a regular season, they bump it to 750.
Oh, that wasn't 750 All-Stars?
No.
I forgot. I didn't know that.
Did him dirty.
Now it's 750.
But now that being said, and I'm sure, you know, we won't get into the details, but there's more money that goes into when you go in, but not equivalent to, like, they get more for going on, but not equivalent to 750.
Yeah. I mean, I would have loved to have 750 because the government takes half of it.
After taxes, you're walking away with probably $400,000 or $500,000.
That's what I was going to say. The best thing I did was, you were 500,000.
I was 500,000.
Were you 100 days there?
90. Well, it was 102, including the hotel, but 97 days in the house.
Yeah, you were that. I can't believe they keep Jordan. We were when you won. It was 70.
I was there 70. Finale night was 72.
Yeah, that's
it's a lot, man. 100
it is a lot.
That's a lot.
They're going a lot less this year, and I think there's a method to that because I almost feel like the ending of the season when it's only four or five people left, it's drawn out. Like I don't even really watch every episode.
When Cody did 100 days, did he say anything like, oh my God, like 100 days was way more than, or did he do 100 days on both?
He did the 98 or 97 and then whatever the All-Stars was, but he's obviously glad he won, but he didn't like All-Stars for obvious reasons. It was just a lot, you know, easy road for him, never nominated, but he had to cut Nicole and all the other stuff that was going on in the house. And then the stuff outside the house, he said it right out. Like, even though I won 16 over 23 all day long, you know, 22 all day long.
Yeah. There's nothing like the first time. And it's not, I'm sure he's not ungrateful by any means. Cody's a great guy. I love him. Well, how do you feel being the best looking guy in the podcast now that Cody's gone?
I mean, listen. Oh, wow. It just threw me into the bus because Cody's gone. Jesus. Hey, all right. Loser circle. You can go back to the losers now. No, I mean, listen, it's one of those things where I completely agree with you. Like, obviously, Cody, great dude. And you said this to me and I kind of stole your line. Like, good things happen to good people. You were the first person to ever say that to me. And I use it all the time now. So thanks for that. At least you came out of something not winning the game.
Listen, Cody's not ever played Big Brother.
He's stupid good looking. He's stupid good looking. Yeah, no, I know. That's part of the reason I chose him. I'm like, nobody's voting that guy out. But it's one of those things where with Cody, I don't even know where I was going with this, but Cody,
no, I'm
obviously
saying about being grateful for the first time.
Oh yeah. And look what happened to him. He gets caught. He sticks loyal to me, comes back and ends up winning. You couldn't write the story better because most people that doesn't happen to you. Most people, sure, you make that mistake and then you never get a chance to redeem yourself. And luckily for him, it worked out where the whole good things happen to good people worked out. Yes. But enough about us. We get to tonight. We have this thing that happens with Paloma. Paloma's going home. I think it's a good thing for her. You could tell by the segment. I was seeing it on the feeds too. She was really struggling. Mental health, number one thing. We talked about the effects being in there can have on you. Nobody understands what it's like. So obviously, I think I speak for all of us when we say we hope Paloma gets the help she needs, gets some sleep. Usually, once you get out of there and you spend a night in a hotel or get back to your family, I feel like it happens pretty quickly where you get back to being who you are. So I hope that's the case for her. But back to game, something unprecedented does happen tonight because they usually still do the eviction. But Julie comes on and says, hey, listen, we were going to have someone from backstage or one of the two nominees go home tonight in a battle, which I thought would have been awesome. But instead, it's so early in the game. The goal was to get one person out tonight, whether it was from the backstage people or the two nominees. So Julie comes out and says, hey, Brittany, Alyssa, you're safe. Backstage twist is over. And oh, by the way, Taylor and Terrence, you're also safe. And I think it's the... Well, let me get your opinion first. What do you think, based on what happened with Paloma, based on the week that Taylor had and how she kind of ended up in that spot, did Big Brother, did CBS make the right move tonight?
Listen, I always take the... And people don't like this answer, and I have no connections with CBS whatsoever anymore. But production is a totally different thing, right? And a lot of people judge Big Brother like, oh, they tell you what to say in the diary room or this. They don't, man. And it's a show at the end of the day, right? You say what you say. If you don't want to say it, don't say it. They don't make you say it. Production-wise, I do want to give props to CBS because that show being filmed 3 days a week, right? It's live. One live show, behind the scenes. They're filming 24/7. Being behind the scenes now and working on a show and then working with CBS, it's a masterpiece. And when it's all said and done, I hope they do like a documentary on how that whole thing's done. It's amazing. That being said, it kind of brings into what I'm about to say. They have to think that girl, Paloma, just left. They have to think the whole game, right? Like, wow, what do we do here? What's fair? What do we do that's fair to all the contestants? And when Julie said, the part that I liked was that Paloma was part of the backstage crew. Had she not have been, and they're like, listen, she's gone. We're just going to let everyone get a free pass this week. She could have been going home anyway, right? It was a 1 in 5 chance she was going home in the end.
That's right.
So it's like things happened. Production had to think on their feet. And since she was the 1 in 5 chance of going home, I think they made the right decision. The gameplay's already set now. The guy had to put up 3 different people. That whole thing happened with Taylor. There's already drama in the house. The one person, now they're still on schedule. They have their double eviction later in the season. I think production made the right choice in my mind.
I agree. Well,
let me throw something at you though, Jeff, okay?
And I agree with you, by the way.
No, I agree with you. And I tweeted this a little while ago. Now, answer that question if you're Daniel.
The guy who's
HOH. He was HOH. That's right.
Listen, but here's the thing. Paloma still could have went home if you're Daniel, right?
So let me fill you in a little backstory. Paloma would never have gone home. They all loved
but
her.
But no,
so
they would have battled it out. Because that.
Oh, great point. Yeah, great point.
The,
so you're saying.
One of the nominees would have battled it out with one of the backstage. Great.
They you're right, and so it could have been Taylor.
So it could have been Paloma, and now you're in the exact same situation. Except things.
So you're not a loser. You're not a loser.
Huh?
You're right. You're not a loser. You're right.
Hey, I used to host some of
your shows. No, hey, you're just a little. No, you're right, and that's a great point. I didn't even think about that. At the end of the day, it would have been who's the better competitor. And to your point even further, Taylor against Paloma, I think Taylor smokes her if it's a physical comp.
I think
comp.
So too.
Right.
I think so too. And I think and even,
actually it's a even a mental four chance because that other girl got saved. So
Brittany,
she should have won.
Brittany, that's right.
Yeah.
The guy who's HOH, right. What's his name?
Daniel.
I think he's just played too hard.
He's in trouble.
I would never try to go for the first HOH because it always happens that way. You have to pick someone on slop. You have to do this. You have to do that. And you get blood on your hands. So I don't know. Next week might be looking
bad for Derek's guy him. Did the math and he said, whoever wins HOH first, remember he said that? Whoever wins HOH first mathematically has a better chance.
It's like a 25% chance of winning the show or something like that. Yeah. Cody won the first HOH on All Stars and I was cringing.
Rachel won the first HOH on our second season. She won. Yeah.
Why is that? I don't know.
It's just the way it is right now statistically. I will say about winning the first HOH, I didn't want to win the first one, but I will say you kind of established the tone in the house. You really do because you're getting to have these private conversations with everyone and they're coming to you. Like when you're downstairs, you got to kind of go seek people out because they don't have any reason to talk to you. But when you're HOH, everyone's coming up in your room. But I do agree with you. Like anytime I won HOH, I was like nervous because I'm like, okay, now I'm exposing myself a little bit where everyone thinks I'm on their side, but now I got to show my cards and show who that, you know, hey, you're all on my side, but you two, you were the ones that are at the bottom of my totem pole. And then I was always in fear that they would win and they're going to say, hey, you know what? Let me just return the favor and put you up. But Daniel, He really got, and this happened to Cody too, not my Cody, but Cody on season 19. I don't remember how many people he put up, but he had two nominees. Then someone won the veto, and then he was going to replace the veto nom with Paul. If you remember this, Jeff, you were hosted at this point, and Paul had that friendship medallion, that like secret thing that America gave him. So Cody went from nominating two people to basically nominating four, and none of them went
right.
And I was like, damn. And not only that, that's Paul right. got to see right. that Cody wasn't loyal to him. Cody was kind of like playing it down. He wasn't letting Paul into it. And then he exposed his cards and was like, guess what, Paul? You're going on the block. You're going home. And Paul's like, no, I'm not, buddy. And now Cody's sitting there like with his, you know what, in his hands, like, okay, now half the house has been nominated by me and none of them are going home. Super.
That was tough on him. That was tough. But look, Cody...
He got the girl, and they won Amazing Grace.
He got the girl.
Oh, that's right.
And they won more money.
Wait, yeah. So everyone kind of had redemption except me.
I mean, you got a winner. You ended up with the winner.
Well, no, so did he, and he won.
Hey, we talked about your Amazing Race experience before you came in there and how you basically almost killed each other.
We hated each other.
Oh, get real. Jordan, it was one bad leg, and we worked it out.
The whole time.
Okay, when we were in France, we had a bad run. But then we got saved, and so I had this whole, like, Tony Robbins moment with her. And I was like, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get it together. I love you. I didn't mean what happened today. We're going to start crushing it from here on out. No more crying. No more feeling bad for ourselves. We're in last place, and we are going to crush it. And we, like, hugged, went to bed, woke up, fired up, ready to go. They're like, go. And Jordan goes, I can't find the keys. And she's all that talk for 3 hours. She started crying because she couldn't find the keys. So we got thrown out the next leg.
Yeah. My favorite, like I said, but my favorite part.
It was a growing. We grew from that.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said we hated each other.
It said that you guys were literally had fake guns and you were pointing them at each other.
Remember
and
that?
Like you basically could. She couldn't wait to get eliminated so she could just drink and eat good food and hang out.
That's true. It's all true too.
So, all right. So give me your last predictions for this episode. So we saw the HOH tonight. It was kind of slow. You had Jasmine get hurt. So it kind of slowed it up even more.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, it's either because I'm drinking.
It's just because
it's like 90 degrees in Colorado. But anyway,
you're in Colorado. It can't be that bad. Who do you think? So play it out for me. You saw the kind of the final seven people tonight. Who wins HOH? What happens this week? How do you think it plays out?
So wait, I know you guys don't know who HOH is. You do, though.
But you know the seven people. No. The feeds haven't came back yet. I think it was, I'm going to mess this up, but it was Michael. It was Kyle. It was Monty. It was Taylor. It was Jasmine, who hurt herself. I can't remember the other ones. I'm sorry. No, the people in the comments put them down there.
So I kind of remember who's your guy who was just nominated in one veto? Michael?
Michael was in there. Kyle.
I'm going to go. Oh, Kyle's good too.
Kyle smoked that comp too.
But Michael flew through that. And again, people think like it's scripted. It's just when you want somebody out of the house,
it never happens.
Tell that story on 13. With Danielle?
Yes.
It's just like you think like it just happens. They don't have to write it. It just happens.
Brendan came back.
Who cares enough about us? Let's talk about the show.
No, I'm saying came back and that there was the odds. Oh my gosh,
let me wrap it up for you. Danielle couldn't win.
I remember
right, and she won. That
Wasn't it the wall comp? Yes. Wasn't it the wall?
No, it wasn't. It was the magic.
Was the wall.
No, you had to guess certain things.
No, I thought we were skiing.
It was how many things. She won that one too, but how many? Could guess how many cars are in the clown's nose?
You are right. I am wrong.
And so it's basically like complete chance, and she wins it.
Right. But so what I'm saying is, and then you come back and you win HOH. So I'm gonna pick your guy. I call him your guy. You
Michael
to win, right?
Right, Michael's HOH, and who goes home this week after the week's done?
The guy who was
who's
HOH.
Going home?
Yes.
Daniel?
Yeah.
I kind of hope he does.
That's my prediction.
Just because of his speech. So I hope
how crazy would that be?
It's going to be like this. Because when you're on the bottom in the Big Brother house,
you have to
watch out because you're going to be on top. And if you're on top, even worse, watch out because you're going to be on the bottom.
You always just ride. You just ride it. You don't get too high. You don't get too low.
That's my thing.
especially in the beginning, right? Sure. Like you don't want to be at the bottom and you don't really want to be at the top. You just want to be like, hey, listen, I'm just here to have some fun and hang out. And then when people start to go, you can start making your move. So it'll be interesting. I kind of agree with you. I think if there's the first part of this HOH tonight was a physical thing. You know how Big Brother does it. The first part's physical. Yeah. The second part's probably going to be mental. And like we were saying earlier, Michael, attorney, and he's a member of Mensa. So I think any mental comp, if he's got a chance, if it's memorization or something like that, he's Ian Terry.
Yeah.
So he's probably going to win. And I do agree with you. If he wins HOH, easy nom. Daniel, you put me up. I'm putting you up. Done. And I think the second person will probably be someone who has already been nominated, maybe because it less blood on your hands. But I don't know what Michael. He's a crafty dude. So he might change it up and go after someone who might save Daniel just to give him one less vote.
Yeah. I hope for now I'm getting into it. Kyle, I think could win it. I hope he throws it to that guy because I don't want him to show because now he's in my fantasy team. I don't want him to show his cards and start crushing comps right away. Leave it to what's that guy's name? Michael. Leave it to Michael.
Michael.
Listen, I don't work there anymore. I don't have to know.
I know.
Jesus. What the hell? I'm like, wait, who are these people?
This is why
people love you.
Daniel. Boom.
Yeah. I think you're right. If you want Kyle to win too early to win HOH, it's still too messy in the house. People are still finding their alliances. Let someone else do it. I don't think Kyle's in jeopardy of going home. So he doesn't need to win. Somebody like Daniel, who can't play HOH, he's in a lot of trouble. Yeah. I'd also like to see, because she does have a chance, Taylor, because that would be a great story too, right? Like how she was kind of bullied and all these girls teamed up on her. And even some of the guys, for her to be in a position of power now where she gets up there and goes, you know what, Daniel, maybe you should go around and apologize to some people to get some votes. It might help you because you definitely stood some people the wrong way. I mean, that's instant classic.
That's a Jeff move. You don't want to do that. You want to play Garrett's game, lay low, Taylor, stay in the back. People now are like, oh, you know what? I feel like she's in a good spot because she learned kind of a lesson, which she didn't need to learn. But she's like, wow,
right.
Word travels fast. Telephone in his house is like that. So I think she got the lesson, which other people don't have. They're still like enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
So I want her just to sit back. She's my pick to win. I'm going to be pushing for Taylor. Let's go T-Bone.
Let's go T-Bone. All right, let's wrap it. I know you guys don't love this, but you guys don't do a lot of interviews. Jordan, I know you just said you did Dalton's interview. I did it as well. But for what you want to share, Jeff, I know you have a show, but what are you guys up to now for people who are just fans of you who maybe don't follow you on social media? What are you guys doing now? You don't have to say where you live or anything. Obviously, keep it as discreet as you want.
Well, I mean, we live in Denver. That's fine. I don't mind saying that. Okay. If you guys want to watch, either hate watch or love watch, I'm on a show called Daily Blast Live right now. You can check that out. We talk about all things kind of social going around in the world. We're kind of out of the Big Brother circle, but I love you, buddy. Yes. I'll do this anytime you want.
So, I love Cody too.
Of course I love Cody. I love both you guys. We don't keep in touch with too many people. You guys are, you know, someone that not even, we're just friends now, you know? So
that's right.
I like helping friends out. And if you need us later on.
When we first met Cody and Derek, I knew instantly they were good people.
Well, we met you in the house.
What?
Yeah, literally.
We did?
Yeah. Literally. Well, we met after the season, I tell Jeff, I stand by this, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes. That was the first time I ever saw you in person. I saw Jeff before the show.
Right.
But obviously, I was fanboying. You remember the interview. I came in there. I was like, dude, this is unbelievable that I'm sitting here with you. But then when they told us it was Rich, he's like, listen, guys, little change up today. Jeff's going to come in here. It's going to be a surprise. He's nervous. He's going to engage. He's going to propose to Jordan. You guys are going to be part of it. We were losing our minds because you guys, again, know this, like there's no stimulation in there. So anytime there's something going on, never mind that. And you guys are so well loved. It's like, we're going to be a part of that. And I was huge fans of you guys, but Jordan, we didn't get to talk much in the house. We talked after because when I saw you, I was watching through like a closed monitor. You were in the backyard with Jeff. And then when we came outside, we brought out the cake. I cut open my finger and you were with your family. You were like literally in shock.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't even talk to really anybody. You were just like, what? Just Brett Eldridge is standing there singing to you. And you're like, what is my life right now?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, she has a great memory. She doesn't even remember. don't even remember getting engaged.
I remember.
If you need to know, Jordan, if you need to know, Jordan, I'll tell you about it.
I forgot. It was so hot and like there was a lot going on.
It was hot back there. I will say that. It was so roasting back there.
But anyways, Derek, I love you and Cody. You guys are the best. And what?
And he's trying to wrap this up.
Oh, sorry. And
we could go as long as we want.
No, we'll come back for you guys when Cody's back. We'll come if you guys want us back. Yeah, we don't mind of talking, course. Big brother.
I feel like
Jordan, tell him your socials, Jordan, because I think your social is hilarious because, again, you're just kind of hanging out. You guys got a great community. I'm jealous of where you guys live. I see all your friends, and they're basically your best friends or your neighbors, which is awesome.
You're supposed to stay with us, You're supposed to stay with us, Derek.
I'm supposed to come out there. I told you, it's still going to happen. COVID's been kind of tough, but I'm planning on coming out there. And when I do, we're definitely going out for drinks.
You're staying with us, and we're having drinkies, and we're having fun. And everything stays in the Schroeder household.
I hope so. And that sounded bad. Actually.
No,
that sounded
it's good. Bad. We'll have some.
It's the opposite of the Big Brother.
It's just quiet.
What's your social, Jordan, for anybody who doesn't have it?
BB, which I made it when I got off Big Brother, but it's BB Jordan Lloyd. And then I like it because I create content with a lot of beauty brands and I show my everyday life with the kids because I am a stay-at-home mom. And
Jordan works hard on that stuff. A lot of people are like, oh, you sell tea and things like that. And it's like she really works hard on the content, really gets to know the brands that she works with. And I'm proud of her.
Well,
people don't know
I have my cosmetology license. So whenever they're like, oh, you're doing this, I am obsessed with the beauty industry. I actually had a phone call from my dad. It was like a 20-minute conversation. And he's like, what were the products you gave me? Because I'm obsessed. I'll go to the dermatologist and get stuff. And he's like, I've gotten some compliments on my skin. Some lady told me I looked like 55. And my dad's 64. And he was so excited about it.
I love your social. And I love how honest, like you're super open. You're not fake. I mean, sometimes you go on people's socials and everything you can just tell. No, even the stuff that's supposed to be like organic, it's all scripted.
I always and look I just like kinda, I'm on Big Brother. I turn it out. No makeup and a hat. People make fun of me all the time, but I just don't care.
I think people gravitate towards that though. Like seeing the real side of you, seeing you as a mom, like people want to see genuine people
know,
and you are.
Because you're married. You get it. Your wife, is she glammed up every single day? No, when your kids were
always,
young.
Always. She's not. My wife doesn't even have social media. She doesn't.
See, that's amazing.
She's like, nope.
That's amazing. I think that's a great thing.
She wants
no
part
of
it.
You don't even need to do
Jeff,
it anymore.
Jeff, what's your social?
Jeff Schroeder 23.
And what's Daily Blast Live's one? Because I know that one they posted.
I think it's just at Daily Blast Live. Yeah. If you want to check it out.
Definitely check it out. And dude, I know like I appreciate you guys coming on. But Jeff, honestly, how long have you been in DBL?
5 years now. We're going to go on our fifth season, which is incredible.
And I mean,
you know what I mean?
And we're not sitting there stroking each other. But ultimately, like what you were able to do after the show, it doesn't get done a lot. A lot of people try to do it. Huh?
Wait till you get here. Does a joke with this stroke.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone stays in the house.
I'm just joking. But no, I don't take compliments well. But I am very appreciative. Again, even being on here, thank you. It all stemmed from 13 years ago being on Big Brother, right?
I said the same thing. And Derek, from like your setting, I feel like you need to be, I feel like I'm on Bravo with Andy Cohen. You and Derek need to have your own studio.
That's Cody.
And what?
No, that's you said it right. It's me. It's only Derek. It's only
Derek. You and Cody.
Oh, sorry. I'm drunk.
I got to work tomorrow. I wish I could be enjoying the festivities. But anyways, buddy, I'm going to wrap this up for her. She's done.
Yeah. Hey, I got you. Watch me wrap this up. You're going to be proud of
this.
But
I want to tell you, I'm proud of you. I want you to wrap it up.
Thank you.
But I'm proud of you, buddy. I love you. And good luck. Congratulations. And keep crushing the show.
Feelings mutual, my friend. Listen, we appreciate you guys coming on. Thank you for joining us on the Winner's Circle. Guys, go follow them. Check out what they're doing. Really great stuff. Thank you for the interview. Appreciate you guys talking BB with us tonight. I'll probably have you guys back on again to see if your picks start to come to fruition. Let's see if Jeff can get a W for once. We'll see if it happens. Guys, appreciate you joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next week.